Hey there, and welcome to the Consultants Council podcast, a place for consulting industry guidance and best practice advisory. Whether you're working to grow in your consulting career, you're managing and developing a consulting firm, you're working with consultants, or you're just interested in business and high-performance advice, we've got recommendations and education for you. I'm Kelsey Kreveling, founder and CEO of Kelsey Consulting, a firm focused on building high-performing organizations, teams, and leaders through a variety of ventures, including the Consultants Council. I've spent my career at the intersection of technology and management consulting, working with organizations across the country to help solve their toughest challenges, while also supporting the growth and development of multiple consulting firms, helping them improve their long-term performance trajectory. In addition, I'm an entrepreneur across a few different industries, and I serve as a startup investor and advisor, promoting the ideas of other entrepreneurs as they work to gain traction in their industries. With so many people gearing up to launch their own businesses and establish their own consulting practices, I want to make available the advice and lessons others and I have learned along the way. This podcast is made possible by Kelsey Consulting. For more information, check out our site at theconsultantscouncil.com and kelsc.consulting. That's kelsey.consulting. Today's episode is sponsored by Tori, a personal physical asset inventory capital manager. Head to inventory.capital to request your invitation, because your inventory tells a story. And now, stay tuned for this episode's counseling, because the consulting world is full of nuances, and the answer is always, it depends. What's possible? Do more. Hey, y'all. I'm Kelsey Kreveling, and welcome to the Consultants Council podcast. Today, I want to cover a subject matter that I think people intrinsically know about themselves, but maybe don't know how to describe it, or they've never really thought about their skill set in this way. But once you do, it can really make a fundamental difference in your career path, in the types of opportunities you pursue, in how you shape the projects and activities that you take on, and how you engage with clients and in your own work. So let's get into it. So what am I referring to? It's really the delineation in what you enjoy doing, and that will help you determine what types of projects and efforts you take on. So something that I've noticed and observed throughout my career is that there are people that are really great at leading other people. They enjoy it. They enjoy kind of surveying the landscape and seeing how other people function and what we need to do and how we need to get it done and making it happen. And that's awesome. We need those people. There's also people who really enjoy being deep subject matter experts in their realm and in their field of experience and forte. And those people do not always want to have to manage and lead others. Instead, they want to get really deep in their area of expertise in order to further that area. They like being a subject matter expert. They like being at the top of their game in that area. And as a result, they want to be able to do that without having to necessarily manage others in order to progress and grow in their career. So whether it be in a software company or in a consulting firm, we need both sets of these expertise. We need the people who want to really be subject matter experts, who want to excel in their craft and in their area of expertise, but who don't necessarily want to have to be responsible for managing the development of other people. And then we need the people who want to understand a specific area of expertise, but they want to support and grow other people, and they want that to be how they progress throughout their career. And we need to be able to offer pathways for both of those interests and skill sets, because they're not the same. Early on in my career, I worked for a software company who did a lot of things right, but ultimately, in my personal opinion, is successful sometimes in spite of themselves. And one of the things that I really observed that I oftentimes grew frustrated with was they would promote people into people management roles just because they were really good at managing projects or being a technical subject matter expert. But yet that did not indicate a strength in actually managing people. And so it's been really nice to see consulting firms that I've worked with through the years who have elected to create paths for people that allow them to specialize in those areas of expertise and not necessarily also have to be a people manager, and that they've offered and rewarded career paths in both directions. Because you will often see organizations on the flip side of that where they will not offer a career path that offers increasing levels of responsibility for those with expertise. They'll just kind of keep them in, okay, you're a subject matter expert, you're an advisor, but they won't offer increasing levels of support and acclaim. And that's frustrating for people who really want to continue to progress in their career, but don't necessarily want to have to do it through the traditional path. So I love it when organizations take a yes and approach, and they're able to offer both of those paths. So as you look at your career, thinking about what is it that I really enjoy doing? Where am I best utilizing my skills? Do I want to be responsible for big teams and people and that path? Or do I really want to grow my expertise in a specific area of subject matter and get really great at that subject matter and be able to progress in that direction? And so knowing that about yourself will really set you up for success. Also, if you are one of those people who is a people manager and is responsible for other people's career growth, I think it's really critical then to be able to help your team members identify what are their skills and what do they enjoy doing and how do they want to grow their career, so that you can be on the lookout for opportunities within your organization for them that will give them that potential and the opportunity to try out kind of both paths to see, you know, what's really best suited for them. And this doesn't mean that if you want to be a technical expert, you know, somebody with a technical subject matter expertise, that you can't also find avenues and opportunities to manage people. There's certainly those paths that exist within different organizations, but it's just really a matter of understanding where you feel like your skill set is going to best be suited. Okay, so those are kind of the two big avenues that you may fall into. The other aspect that I think it's really important to know about yourself is where on the life cycle continuum of a business or an organization do you like to function? So there's lots of different sayings out there in terms of an organization's development life cycle and how people choose to delineate the different components of how an organization is growing through its trajectory. But it's important to take a moment to understand where you feel like your skill set is best suited. So, for example, for me, I love working with organizations at zero to one, right? So I enjoy building organizations, and that means going from complete concept, just the figment of an idea, and taking it and running with it and just blowing it out, figuring out all of the marketing, the sales, the product, the delivery, the launch plans, and the software technology, and the internal operations, and the team structure, right? I love taking just an idea and turning it into reality. I thoroughly thrive on being able to do that effectively, and that brings me great joy. However, you know, where else in the life cycle do I enjoy working and do I feel like my skill set is a match? Because I love that zero to one, but 1 to 10, once we've already gone live, we've launched, things are going well, things are now stable, and you're kind of in a pattern of, okay, like slowly chugging along and starting to grow, but that's not as engaging and exciting from my perspective. Whereas other people will say, oh my gosh, I love operations. I love helping an organization be strong and confident in the tools that it's using and continue to optimize and refine from there, right? They like that realm. Whereas then I love coming into organizations and clients when we're going from 10 to 100 in kind of scale. We're saying, okay, you already have done things well. You've already established a market presence. You're not dominant yet, but you have good people, you have a good approach, you have a good process, you have good services or products. And now you're ready to take it to the next level. Now you're ready to see what's possible for your organization, and you're ready to enter a new market, launch a new service, stand up a new team, and you really need that 360 degree review of everything that you're doing, because to get to that next level, to get to that 100 stage, you need to optimize all of the things that you're doing. You can no longer kind of shoestring things together and, you know, have only one person responsible for so much. You really have to start building into place the necessary structures that are going to get you to that next level. And I love doing that. I love working with organizations to say, okay, this is what you've done well. Now, how can we continue to refine and go from here? Then that next level, once you're at 100 to, you know, 1,000, all right, you're back in kind of that operation steady state. You're trucking along, things are going well, you're continuing to fine tune here and there, but there's not necessarily quite as much, from my opinion, opportunity for transformation. It's really just a matter of keeping a head down and really working hard and keeping things operating and going. And then for me, I love looking at organizations. Okay, you're at that 1,000-point stage, you're at that, you know, grand scale, you've done well in the market, you have a market dominance, you have products and services and name recognition, and now you're looking at, okay, where do we go from here? Do we enter a new market? Maybe. Do we stand up a new team? Maybe. Do we pare things back and get a little bit more rigorous because maybe we bloated a little bit and we need to tighten things up and refine how we're operating? Maybe. And so I love going into organizations at that stage and saying, okay, how do we take a look at everything that you're doing, all of your tools, all of your processes, all of your people, and pare it down, refine it, tweak it, adjust it, optimize it, so that you're really working effectively. And sometimes that's looking at a whole organization, sometimes that's looking at a very specific team, depending upon the size of the organization, but that's where I love operating, right? And so again, this goes back to my personal skill set. I am an entrepreneur and a management consultant by background, and so I love working with organizations to create new things and to optimize their existing processes. Whereas I've never really enjoyed the steady state operations side of things. And that's probably also baked into my background in software technology. I worked as a system implementer, right? So I was implementing new technology in the face of major organizational change. And so you'd be working with an organization, you'd be standing up a new system, you'd be optimizing that system, and then you'd be moving on, right? You gave it back to the organization and said, okay, it's yours to run and utilize. Call us when you need us, when you have challenges, problems, or things you want to now optimize or new things that you want to implement. And so knowing that those are my skills means I know what not to go for. I know what clients not to work with. I know what not to take on. And also in my own ventures, I know what to hire for and when to get help and when to not try to do everything myself. Because when I look at what my skills are, that's important, right? So for others, they love the stage of 1 to 10, right? Okay, I didn't have to come up with the whole concept of creation. I didn't have to go through the scary, risky stuff of creating something new from scratch. That seems just overwhelming, right? That could, it does, it can be, it is. But I wanna help build an idea. I love taking something and now optimizing it and improving upon it and iterating on it and getting it out there, right? There are people that love that, that thrive on that, that just can't wait to be able to do those things. So taking a look at, what do you enjoy doing? Do you like risk? Maybe. All right. If you do, then you might enjoy a startup lifestyle. You might enjoy either, you know, maybe you like risk, but not too much risk. Okay. Well then go work for a startup, but don't necessarily go create your own at first. But if you don't like risk and you like things that are stable and consistent and every day looks fairly similar to you. Okay, great. Well then being in that more, you know, you're at 100 going towards 1,000 stage of life cycle in an organization's development, that might be a good stage for you. It's a steady organization. Things are predictable. You know what to anticipate and you understand how to operate and how to work effectively in that environment. Great. We need people that do that well, right? And so taking a look at what's your personal risk profile? What do you enjoy doing? How do you enjoy engaging with others? Do you like ambiguity or do you like things that feel steady and very clear? If you do not like ambiguity, startup life is not where you necessarily want to be. And consulting may not be your favorite space either, because in the consulting space, there's tons of ambiguity and you're expected to come in and work with your clients and kind of listen to what their challenges are and immediately work to solution and create outcomes for them that are going to be successful. So just a little bit about, like I said at the beginning, a self-assessment and awareness that I think really is helpful for people as you're looking at your career, as you're looking at what you like doing and what you want to be doing more of, so that you say yes to the right things and pass on the things that really aren't for you. Also, it really then helps you work more effectively with other people too, because you can appreciate their skill sets more effectively as well. You can see them as, you know, instead of expecting or wanting somebody to step up to the plate and take something on and maybe being frustrated as to why they're not, you can actually meet them with empathy and consideration and understanding by saying, okay, you know what, that's not their skill set. They don't want to maybe be in this environment or taking on that request. Instead, they want to be doing things that are more suited to their abilities. And so that's just something that I think has personally served me well throughout my career, and understanding where I see my skill set and where it fits into the life cycle of an organization and how it grows and develops, but also just into the jobs and roles and opportunities that there are out there in the professional world. So I'll leave you with one parting thought on kind of just the getting to know yourself spectrum and what you're good at. It is much easier to go and build other people's dreams. Absolutely, without a doubt. It is so much easier to hear that somebody else has something that they're working on and get excited about what it is and to go help them pursue it. You get to be a part of something exciting, you get to pursue something novel and new, and you don't necessarily have to take on the risk yourself as to what if it doesn't work out, right? I mean, there's always risk in jobs and roles and things being eliminated and et cetera, but you don't deal with the psychological pressure of it not working out and your dreams failing, right? That is heavy stuff. However, if there is an idea that you have, there is something that you feel called and compelled to pursue and to put into the world, you have an obligation and responsibility to go make it happen. Not only to yourself, right? I mean, it is important that we fulfill the things that we feel called and compelled to do, but to everyone around you. The world needs your creations. And if there is something that you are hearing kind of in the back of your head, just slight little whispers of, what if I did this? What if I created this? What if I built this? What if I designed this? What if I offered this type of service or help? You need to go follow that voice. You need to go listen to those ideas, because they will not leave you alone, first and foremost. They will get louder and louder, and you will grow more and more frustrated in your current reality by ignoring them. So it is easier to go help other people build what their ideas are, because they decided they couldn't stop listening to what they were hearing and they had to go pursue it. But it is a very worthy path to go pursue your own dreams and build them and make them happen. And you'll be really happy when other people are willing to help you build them, right? But at the same time, you'll want to encourage them to also go and pursue their own when they're ready for it. And let's face it, like, it's a lot to go step out and just on your own and jump off the deep end and take an idea from conception to reality. It's not for everyone. You don't have to do it. And it doesn't have to be something big either, right? Like, it can be just something very small that you've just decided, you know, hey, I always wanted to offer just, you know, a workshop on this subject matter, or I want to share my thoughts around this aspect of the world in this way, in this venue, right? Like, it doesn't have to be anything big, but it's a lot of fun, and you're not going to be able to forget about it. And so go pursue it, despite the fact that it is challenging and uncomfortable and scary and has risk. But guess what? That's life. Life has risk. So take it with what? Take it, you know, how you will. What kind of risk do you want to take on? I love the saying, pick your hard, right? Life is hard, so choose which version of it you want to be hard, right? Following your dreams is really tough and scary and hard, but living a life that is not in alignment with who you're supposed to be, also really difficult and hard and uncomfortable and painful. So take some time, if you feel called and compelled to just evaluate what are your skills, what do you enjoy doing, where do you want to be, what feels good to you, and then outline where in the life cycle of organizational development do you feel like you thrive, and then tune into any ideas that kind of come from that, anything that you feel like you're meant to be putting into the world. And if there is something, well, I will be the first to celebrate your idea and that you choose to pursue it. Actually, a great example of somebody I know who has chosen to pursue their dreams. I'm so excited for them. And it's a dear friend of mine for almost 20 years now, which is crazy. But finance professional, she's actually been on the podcast. And she, this past summer, chose to depart from her full-time role and go out on her own. She's now consulting in the finance space, which is so exciting. But her family has always had a jewelry business. And she had the idea to have her own custom kind of edit for it with her own take on curation and specific pieces. And so this is from her new shop, Turquoise Tammy. It's really cool. I'll link her in the show notes, but really neat what she's doing. And it's something that she's always had an idea to do, always wanted to do, but never had the time to pursue. She's got two little ones. So it's, you know, it's really exciting to see what she's putting out into the world. And so I think the same goes for each and every one of us, that if there's something that we feel called and compelled to pursue, we have an obligation to go put it into the world, because you never know where it can take you. You never know what doors it's going to open, who you're going to meet, and what opportunities are going to present themselves as a result of you trusting that intuition and that desire and that kind of urge to pursue something new and different. So I hope that this is helpful as you take a look at how you want to map out what you pursue.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Consultants Council. Thank you so much for your interest and engagement. Let us know what you'd like to learn more about by writing in to info@theconsultantscouncil.com. Thanks to Kelsey Consulting for facilitating this podcast. And thanks to Tori for sponsoring this episode. To learn more about how Tori can manage your personal physical assets, head to inventory.capital. And with that, cheers and all my best. Have a great week. And remember, what's possible? Do more.